Well, here is a wonderful reminder for you and me today from God's Word. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, it says, "Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourself." You know, sometimes God's Word is icing on a cake or just tastes so good going down. And other times, it's like Brussels sprouts. Does not taste good going down, but man, it's good for you. A great challenge today from Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Well, happy Thursday. Look at you getting ready for Valentine's Day today, this February 14th, 2019. My name is Joey Kroll. You know what's even better than February 14th? Is February 15th when all that candy is on sale for half price. Sign me up for that. Hey, friend, this is the day the Lord has made. I hope you're rejoicing in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. My name is Joey Kroll. So good to have you. Go ahead. Kick your shoes off. Take your coat off. You might want to keep it on. It's still somewhat wintertime. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Got a wonderful program today. Going to be talking about the Father's love today. The Father's love today. And, of course, today is Valentine's Day, as I mentioned. I got Aubrey a couple of different things. You know, this is the time of the year where it gets really expensive because we got February, which is Valentine's Day. And then in March, it's Aubrey's birthday. And also, it's our anniversary as well. So within these 4 weeks, it can be really expensive. So, but I got Aubrey. She's been really wanting that one, that MyPillow thing. I don't know if you've seen commercials. It's like everywhere. So, got her a MyPillow. And then there's that game. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head now. Oh, Sequence. Remember that game, Sequence? We played that at a church event some time ago. She loved it. She just loved it, the game Sequence. So I got her that as well. So I got her a MyPillow and the game Sequence and My Love, which is available each and every day to her as well. So there you go. Hey, it's Valentine's Day 2019, and just want to quickly remind you of a couple of things before we dive into our program today. Memorization Mondays with Mark Burns each and every Monday. More details on that at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. They're right there on the homepage. You should see. That information there is Mark is going through the book 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. And also, Bible Baptist Church will be hosting a special youth outreach, the Agape Pizza Party at the Savoy Recreation Center in Savoy this afternoon from 4:30 to 6:30, again, hosted by Bible Baptist Church. More details on that and other events at our event calendar page, greatnewsradio.org. Click on New Events. So coming up, we're going to be talking about the Father's love right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Praise the Lord, oh my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God, even with my just
Valentine's Day 2019. It's Thursday. Joey Kroll here with you on Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio, talking about how deep the Father's love today. And I love this passage. God saying in Jeremiah 31:3, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. Did you catch that? I have loved you with an everlasting love. And of course, God's saying this to Israel, but think about this. You know Israel's history, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, sort of like us today, back and forth, in it, not in it, hot, cold, hot, cold. But God's saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Somebody once said, God's love is a safety net on life's slippery slope.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
That's right, music from Sarah Sadler, How Deep the Father's Love. Thanks for tuning in to Mark and Friends today. It's Valentine's Day 2019. It is Joey Kroll here with you and talking about the Father's love today. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 says, for this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with the Lord's holy people, watch this, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. C.S. Lewis once said, "The great thing to remember is that though our feelings come and go, God's love for us does not."
I was lost, I was in chains, the world had a hold of me. My heart was a stone, I was covered in shame when he came.
Chapter 3, verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now that, my friend, is one incredible Valentine. Darling, check the power of your love. She's with Hillsong. Thanks for tuning in to Mark and Friends today. It's Valentine's Day. My name is Joey Kroll, and it's so good to enjoy this cup of coffee here with you. I really do look forward to our time together each and every week. And, man, it's already halfway through February, and it's already 2019. And I was just looking, I've been with Great News Radio for 9 years. I mean, I was just a little boy when I got involved with this ministry, but it's just so encouraging to see people also getting involved with this radio ministry as a prayer partner, as a volunteer, as those who financially contribute to Great News Radio. And it's all of us doing our job for the glory of God. Consider sending in a gift here for the month of February. We would greatly appreciate it here at Great News Radio. You can give online, greatnewsradio.org. Or you can write to us, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Thank you for doing your part. Well, join me tomorrow morning for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.